Psalms 68, verse 19. עלית למרום, שבית שבי, לקחת מתנות באדם, ואף סוררים לשכון יה אלוהים. This verse in Psalm 68 concludes half of the song. The words Yah Elohim, God Adonai, means it's a conclusion now. There's a conclusion. And I will explain the verse. It's a very important verse. And it starts by saying, you have ascended into the sky, into high. You have ascended into a high place. You have captive the captivity. You have taken gifts in men, meaning you have given gifts to men, and even those who rebel will reside in the house of the Lord. Meaning you have made the ultimate triumph. You have captured captivity. A man that has captured captivity cannot be captive anymore. He captives to catch the evil side, to catch the sinful side, to catch everything, because nothing can keep you in captivity now. You are above that. You are above captivity. Once you ascended, you became, and you are no more in captivity, you are now giving, by this action, gifts to men. All men receive gifts in the name of your ascendance. And even those who deny you and rebel, even those will have a place in the house of God. It does not say how he has a place for them, or what does it mean to have a place for them, but he has a place for those who deny you. Meaning you have won. There's no sweeter victory than the victory you have possessed in this song. You have achieved. You have broken captivity. And again, captivity, back in those days, you're in a prison. It's dark, it's cold, no food, no water. Sometimes you're tortured. Being in captivity means being at the bottom point, reaching the lowest point in your physical being is being in captivity. And you have captived. You made this be in captivity by you. Meaning that does not affect you anymore. You have ascended above that. To summarize, this song talks about the victory of one man and the outcome of that victory. The victory of a man ascending into the sky, into high places, and that man winning against the hardest odds, winning over captivity, and his triumph is not only significant to him as a person, but is significant to mankind, for his triumph affects the whole of mankind. Every man receives a gift as a result of this triumph, even those who go against him, even those who deny him, they receive a gift, and God does not overlook them. It is a song of the greatest victory a man could have, not only for himself, but for the entire mankind.